In a logo, a fishing bobber drops into a pool of blue water, which reflects a crescent moon. Our view soars up into the sky, where a boy sits on the moon's edge, holding a fishing pole. Amid billowy clouds, we float past giant block letters. DreamWorks, SKG. Titles appear. DreamWorks Pictures and PDI present. In computer animation, a magnifying glass moves across a white page, hovering over tiny letters. Woody Allen, Dan Aykroyd, Anne Bancroft, Jane Curtin, Danny Glover, Gene Hackman, Jennifer Lopez, John Mahoney, Paul Mazursky, Grant Shoud, Sylvester Stallone, Sharon Stone, and Christopher Walken. Now, a city skyline.
All my life I lived and worked in a big city.
The tall buildings are blades of grass.
Now that I think of it, it's kind of a problem, since I always feel uncomfortable around crowds. I mean it, I have this fear of enclosed spaces.
Our view sinks deep into the earth.
You know, I always tell myself, there's got to be something better out there, but maybe I think too much.
An ant reclines on a grass blade couch.
The fact that I had a very anxious childhood. You know, my mother never had time for me. You know, when you're the middle child in a family of 5 million... you don't get any attention. I mean, how's it possible? And I've always had these abandonment issues which plague me. My father was basically a drone, like I've said, and you know, the guy flew away when I was just a larva. And my job, don't get me started on, because it really annoys me. I was not cut out to be a worker. I'll tell you right now. I feel physically inadequate. My whole life I've never been able to lift more than 10 times my own body weight, and when you get down to it, handling dirt is not my idea of a rewarding career.
He paces.
It's this whole gung-ho superorganism thing that I. You know, I can't get. I try, but I don't get it. I mean, you know, what is it? I'm supposed to do everything for the colony. And what about my needs? What about me? I mean, I gotta believe there's some place out there that's better than this. Otherwise, I would just curl up in a larval position and weep.
He sags against a windowsill.
The whole system makes me feel insignificant.
Excellent. You've made a real breakthrough.
I have?
Yes, Z. You are insignificant.
I am.
Through the window, an underground city glitters and bustles with activity. A title appears in black capital letters outlined in neon green. Ants.
Ground floor!
An acorn cap elevator lands roughly and Z bounces out. Walking like a human, scrawny Z joins the throng of ants entering a tunnel. They march on four legs, their abdomens hanging like tails from their waists. A banner overhead reads, Conquer Idleness. High above, a suspended geode radiates streams of golden light. Along green skyways, nursemaid ants carry larvae into a room and lay them on a table.
Worker.
An ant gives it a pickaxe.
Soldier.
The pink larva gets a helmet twice its size. Another gets a pickaxe.
Worker.
A nursemaid carries it away. Elsewhere, a trainer leads adult ants in an axe-swinging class.
Let's try it again. Firm grip. Swing hard. Back straight.
Throughout the underground colony, broad walkways curve past buildings hanging like paper lanterns. The walkways merge beneath a banner. Megatunnel. Construction ahead. Ants exiting the tunnel carry boulders 10 times their size. Ants entering carry digging tools into a cavernous chamber. Spotlights on the ground illuminate honeycombed walls and a tangle of roots far above. On one high rocky ledge, Z paces.
Okay, I gotta keep a positive attitude. A good attitude, even though I'm utterly insignificant.
He lifts his pickaxe and dirt flies in his face.
But with attitude.
Ooh, sorry, Z. I didn't see ya.
Great, Azteca. It's working already. I'm so meaningless, I'm invisible.
Azteca helps him pull his pickaxe free.
Now you're getting it. After all, it's not about you. It's about us. The team. It's about this.
The chamber.
A giant hole in the ground?
Okay, people, are we feeling good?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Great. Now, R1734 through Z7829, You guys are on wrecking ball.
You got it.
She nudges Z.
You got it.
All right.
They follow a crowd of ants to a precipice.
Now remember, Azteca, be the ball. That's the main thing here. Remember that, you know, gotta be one with the ball.
Would you cut it out already? Jeez, I love my work. And you, well, you think too much.
Hundreds of ants make a big ball. Z and Azteca climb on top and become links in the connecting chain.
Happy about it?
Sure, you know, I mean, why? How could I possibly be unhappy being a piece of construction equipment?
Okay, workers, remember.
Here it comes.
Be the ball.
Ugh.
The ant ball swings through the air. Z hangs upside down and holds onto it.
Grim and bear, this is for the colony.
The ball smashes a spire.
This is just a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Hang on, here we go.
Did I happen to mention that the heights make me nauseous?
No.
As the ball swoops back, Z covers his mouth. His grip breaks and the ball drops. It crashes into an overhang and rolls over workers. Z dangles from the chain.
Not Z.
Yes, I understand. I dropped the ball.
At a window, a square-jawed ant watches.
Workers, they're weak. They lack discipline. They lack commitment.
General, I know there's been a glitch or two, but everybody is working full tilt as it is, and...
You can't help it. It's your nature. But in spite of your limitations, you are going to finish this tunnel on schedule. Come hell or high water. From now on, anyone who falls behind is going to have to personally explain themselves to Colonel Cutter.
A winged ant.
The colonel is not as understanding as I am. Dismissed.
The foreman strides out.
4 more days, Cutter. 4 more days. And we can bid final farewell to their kind of incompetence.
Yes, sir.
A fresh start. Imagine it.
A strong colony, sir. A colony we can be proud of.
Yes, but we're not there yet. Cutter, we just got word that a termite army has mobilized against us.
Against us?
We'll have to send troops deep into hostile territory to attack their colony.
Attack a termite colony, sir? That's suicide.
Exactly. Do you have the list I asked for?
Yes, General. These are the units loyal to the Queen.
Then they're the ones we'll be sending. It's a shame. There's some fine officers here.
Don't we need the Queen's approval to declare war?
Our very next stop, Cutter.
Later, with the Queen.
General, we've been at peace with that colony for years. Why would they attack us?
They want our land. They're desperate for more foraging territory. Perhaps they think we've grown soft or weak.
Why don't we dispatch an ambassador? Negotiate a new treaty. Certainly we don't need to send soldiers.
Believe me, every ant in this colony is so precious to me.
He thrusts a larva at Cutter.
That's why we must strike now. We have the element of surprise. If the termite shock troops enter our colony, well...
Yes, General. I know what they can do to us.
Her brow creases.
Very well.
You've made a wise decision. In fact, you've ensured the future of this colony.
He bows and marches away.
Hello, General.
A slender ant.
Princess Bala. Well, what a nice surprise. You look lovelier each time I see you.
He kisses her hand.
I hope you're not just here on business.
Oh, of course. Of course not.
Because it might be nice if we had a conversation once before we get married.
You're absolutely right. Cutter, schedule some private time for me and Princess Bala.
In fact, sir, there is time right now for a personal moment. We're a few seconds ahead of schedule.
Excellent. Princess?
Well, a few seconds isn't much, but I guess if it's quality time. So... how was your day? Anything interesting happen?
We declared war.
Declared war? Boy, talk about a rough day.
Sir, I hate to interrupt, but time stands still for no end.
Princess.
Cutter hands Bala the larva, then follows the general out.
Mom, could you remind me, why am I marrying this guy?
Bala, do we have to argue about this again?
We don't seem to have anything in common. The guy's a stiff.
Yes, darling, I know the general may be a little gruff and somewhat overbearing at times, but I know that he cares about you. He's just not particularly good at showing it. But you should have seen how persistently he asked for your hand in marriage.
But why me?
Because you're the one who has to continue my work. It's your place, dear.
What if I don't like my place?
Everyone has their place, Bala. You, the soldiers, the workers. Now, it's not all that bad being princess, is it? Would you prefer to be carting around dirt all day?
Oh, Mother, don't be so dramatic.
She looks out a window at a bar.
At least they seem to have some fun every now and then.
Inside, Z sits at the bar with a brawny aunt.
Two aged beers.
Why'd I have to be born a worker?
You soldiers get all the glory. Plus, you get to go out in the world. You know, you meet interesting insects. You get to kill them.
Yeah, but you get to spend all day with those beautiful worker girls.
Weeva, they're career girls. They're obsessed with digging. I really don't think I'm ever going to meet the right girl for me.
Who said there was a girl for you? I was talking about a girl for me. Don't you want your aphid beer?
Call me crazy, but I have a thing about drinking from the anus of another creature, okay?
Suit yourself.
As Weaver chugs from the aphid, it wriggles.
Me, I'm cutting loose. You got royal inspection coming up.
Inspection? Meaning you're going to stand around like an idiot while a bunch of blue bloods smirk at you. I don't know how you put up with it, Weaver.
Z, I've known you for a long time, right?
Yeah, definitely. You're born 2 seconds after me.
Yeah, and ever since we were little, I've been listening to you complain. What are you bitching about? In case you haven't noticed, we ants are running the show. We're the lords of the earth.
Hey, don't talk to me about earth, okay? Because I just spent all day hauling it around. There's just got to be a better place.
There is. I've been there.
A grizzled ant.
I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
There is a better place. Insectopia.
Z turns to Weaver.
Lunatic at 3 o'clock.
You can't understand until you go there and see it for yourself. You can be your own ant there. The streets are paved with food. Nobody telling you what to do. No wars. No colony. I should have never left.
Oh, yeah, fascinating.
We were on a long-range recon. I got cut off from my unit.
Nothing like a little post-traumatic stress disorder to make your day complete.
Then I saw it. Insectopia. You head towards the monolith. 10 clicks past the Great Canyons to the land of red and white.
Gramps! You had enough for one night.
The soldier pulls the old ant away.
Head for the monolith! Listen to me! The monolith! Guy's got a screw loose. Cross the lane!
Insectopia. Wouldn't it be great if it were that easy?
Yeah. Dream on, Z.
Look for the land of red and white!
Princess Bala arrives with 2 handmaidens.
This is so gritty.
10 minutes and we're out of here, right? I mean, this place is off limits.
Just blame it on me. Say it was all my idea.
It is all your idea.
Besides, no one's gonna recognize us. Come on, girls. What do you say? Let's take a walk on the wild side.
She tosses her friend her tiara.
6:15, time to dance.
At the bar.
Time to cut a rug, Z.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm gonna leave the rug just the way it is, Weaver.
Weaver's muscle-bound shoulders twist stiffly as he joins the other ants. Forming straight rows, they rigidly stomp out synchronized dance steps. Bala spots Z alone at the bar.
Step back, ladies. I'm gonna ask one of these workers to dance with me.
Oh!
Bala approaches Z.
What a bunch of losers. Mindless zombies capitulating to an oppressive system.
Hi. Wanna dance?
Absolutely.
Follow me.
Z jumps up.
So, how come I haven't seen you around here before?
Oh, I don't get out much. I work over at the palace.
Oh, the palace, huh? But those royals really live it up. Of course, you know, they're all a little, you know, from inbreeding.
What?
As Bala moves in line, Z dances between rows.
Ouch!
An ant steps on his foot.
Yeah, ouch. Ouch.
He takes her hand and swivels her in front of him.
Ouch.
What on earth are you doing?
Z swings his elbows and hips.
I'm sort of making it up.
Really?
You know, why does everybody have to dance the same way? You know, that's completely boring. You know, it's monotonous.
It's no fun.
She shimmies her shoulders, then hip bumps him. Weaver glances over and grins. As Bala pulls Z into a twirl, ants clear out of their way. Dancing hip to hip, Z and Bala shake their tails. Z slides two fingers suavely across his eyes in a sideways V, and Bala mirrors him. Z dips her, then backs away in a moonwalk. He collides with a soldier ant.
Hey, watch your step, worker.
You watch yours, buddy, or you'll be in big trouble.
Oh, that's okay. I'm gonna let him off this time. What are you, crazy? This guy's put like a pebble.
Aren't you even gonna defend yourself?
Hey, buddy, get back in place.
Another burly ant.
Me?
What if he doesn't want to?
Yeah. What if I don't like my place?
What's he talking about?
You got us in trouble, mate. Buckle up, Spank.
Three ants tower over Bala and Z. One punches and hits Weaver.
You ought to watch that aggressive behavior, buddy.
He's just a worker.
Weaver shoves him. Another ant socks Weaver. Hardly fazed, Weaver jabs and sends him flying. The ant's buddies rush in and a brawl erupts. Z cringes and spots Bala, stranded in the confusion. As he runs toward her, a punch knocks him to the floor.
Princess Bala! Princess Bala, the guards are coming!
Z gapes.
Let's get out of here!
Wait!
He catches up to her.
Princess? You a princess?
I gotta go.
When can I see you again?
Let me think. Never.
She kisses him.
No, wait!
As he gazes after her, a punch blacks him out. Daytime. At work in the tunnel, Z dances with his pickaxe.
What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love.
As Tekka stares.
There's a smile on my face for the whole insect race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
As the whistle blows, Z moves slower than the crowd, his dreamy gaze fixed on the palace geode above. Later, at the bar, he replays his dance with Bala.
Ouch.
He grins sheepishly at the bartender, then turns hopefully toward the doorway. Ants mingle as they drink their aphid beers. Time passes, and the crowd fades. A solitary ant sweeps the floor. At the bar, Z droops.
Can I get you another one, pal?
No. Thanks. I think I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's always slow in here the night before one of those royal reviews. I guess the soldiers need their shut-eye before they meet the queen. I don't blame you.
That's it.
Z runs off.
See ya.
Later, in the soldiers' barracks, thousands of ants sleep in blue-lit berths. Z finds Weaver.
Psst. Weaver! I figured it out. Weaver!
What?
I got a great idea. You gotta switch places with me. Let me go to the inspection instead of you.
What time is it?
Weaver, the royal family will be there. This is the only way I can see her.
See who?
Princess Bala.
Are you nuts? You want me to switch places with you? Do you know how much trouble you can get into for even talking about impersonating a soldier? You can get in trouble just for listening to someone talking about impersonating a soldier.
Eavesdropping soldiers go back to sleep.
If I can't see her again, my life is just not worth living. Please, Weaver, please switch jobs with me. Just, you know, for a day. Think of all the things that I've done for you.
I can't think of any.
Okay, so think of all the things that I'm going to do for you.
Weaver cocks an eyebrow.
Would I meet some worker girls?
Are you kidding? They always go after the new guy. It's like a sport for them. And believe me, they will definitely go for an adorable little insect like you. Weaver, I have to see her again.
Z, What kind of chance do you have with a princess? I mean, she probably won't even remember you.
I know it sounds nuts, but I have to try.
Oh, boy.
Princess, fancy meeting you here. What do you say we lose this crowd?
Z talks to himself as he marches with thousands of soldiers.
I wear many hats. I guess you'd have to call me a Renaissance aunt.
Aye, right!
Z's regiment approaches a ledge where General Mandible stands with Princess Bala.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. Mm. The precision. The order.
Princess Bala! Princess Bala! Hey!
Z hops up and down. His frantic waves are lost in the crowd. Bala stands glumly next to her mother.
Bala, you must encourage the troops.
Bala waves half-heartedly.
Oh, she sees me.
Below, Z fights the tide of marching troops.
I just got a better offer. Could you
come
on?
The soldiers halt. Z watches Bala turn away.
Princess! Princess Bala!
Quiet there! Get back in rank!
You new kid?
Yes, but, you know, I'm getting out soon. I got a trial membership.
Trial membership? That's a good one. Name's Barbados.
Z.
All right.
Psst. Barbados guides Z into position. Up on the high ledge, General Mandible cracks a whip.
Sacrifice. To some, it is just a word. To others, it is a code.
Geez, you know, I'm really bad at word games.
A soldier knows that the life of an individual ant doesn't matter. What matters is the colony. He's willing to live for the colony, to fight for the colony, to die for the colony.
This guy's crazy. I hear you.
At 0800 hours, we receive word that the termite enemy has mobilized. We have no choice but to launch a preemptive strike. You are the Queen's finest. I know you will all do your duty. I am proud to send you into battle.
Into battle?
Dismiss.
Left! Forward! Push!
Oh, I think there's been a terrible mistake. the truth is, I just came for the speech.
Don't worry, kid. I'll watch out for you.
The troops march down a dark tunnel. Standard bearers flank a drummer.
Sound off! One,
two,
sound off!
Three!
Huh?
Z straightens his oversized helmet. The troops march in neat rows carrying long spears.
We ants go marching one by one. Hurrah! Hurrah!
We slaughter termites just for fun. Hurrah! Hurrah!
So, these termites, these guys are not going to put up much of a fight, right? I mean, we're talking about pushovers, right?
Not really, kid. They're five times our size, and they shoot acid from their foreheads.
Z freezes.
Hey, keep it moving, shorty!
They march onto a plain under a full moon.
We'll all be dead before we're through. Hurrah! Hurrah!
Say, what does our platoon do? I mean, are we going to be serving beverages or processing paperwork?
Our platoon has the best assignment of all. We're the first into battle.
A flight of winged ants flies over the thousands of troops spreading across the plain.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's not get... We're being too hasty here. These guys sound like bruisers. Just how are you figuring on beating them?
Superior numbers, kid. Overwhelm their defenses. Kill their queen.
A gnawed-out tree stump appears ahead.
Extreme, I feel. Why don't we just try and influence their political process with campaign contributions?
I like you, kid. You got a sense of humor.
Forward!
Come on! Let's kick some termites butt!
Troops charge past Z as he stares at the wall of corroded wood. A soldier yanks him into the rush. The red ants swarm over the gnarled roots, pouring through holes in the trunk. Inside, they run down the walls and across a smooth, cross-grained surface. At the center of the hollowed stump, they stop suddenly and glance around. Decayed, shadowy walls surround them.
Where is everyone?
Something's not right.
Z trembles.
Don't be scared, kid.
slimy termite grabs a soldier. As the ants rush forward, huge termites pour out of the walls, flashing pincers and fangs. The armies clash. Termites snatch up ants. Ants hurl their spears. Bodies crash to the ground. The towering termites spray the ants with green acid.
Come on!
Z stands in the middle of the battlefield, his shoulders hunched. An ant staggers by. Z turns as a termite lurches toward him. Barbados tackles the termite, spearing it in the abdomen.
Barbados, you saved my life.
I don't get all sappy about it.
He dashes back into battle. As three ants hold off one termite, another termite attacks from behind.
Hey guys, look out behind you!
The termite turns on Z. Fleeing, Z falls through a hole. The termite collapses on top, speared by a splinter of wood.
Hey, guys! Can somebody help me here? Can anybody...
Now, inside the ant megatunnel, workers chip away at the walls. Weaver heaves his pickaxe at the rock. Nearby, Azteca watches his mighty strokes send showers of dirt into the air.
Yeah!
Ah! Okay, mama!
An appreciative smile curves across Azteca's lips.
Oh, yeah.
Big guy coming through!
Love it.
He grabs a second axe, twirls them both like batons, then attacks the wall.
Hey! Take it easy, muscles.
Weaver turns.
You're making the rest of us look bad. What happened to Z?
He's... taking a personal day, so I'm filling in.
You fill in any more and you'll explode.
Weaver's eyes travel down Azteca's long, slender legs.
Hey, you got a problem?
No, nobody told me digging was so much fun. You know, you pick the dirt up, you move it, you...
He tosses boulders.
Again, you move it again, lots of reps, you exercise the arms and the thorax.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
Sorry, sir. I was just having a little chat with my friend, sir.
You know, I just had a little chat with General Mandible. Anybody who doesn't meet his quota is going to be downsized.
Come on, cut him a break.
The foreman glares.
He's new.
Hey, what do you say we help your attitude a little bit by taking away your rations for the day? Thanks for your time.
Azteca goes back to work.
I don't know what came over me. Talking back like that?
Weaver dodges her backswing.
Sorry I got you in trouble, but listen, you can...
He ducks.
Share my rations, woo! If you want!
Are you asking me out to dinner?
Oh, no. Well, if you don't have anything else planned...
I'll check my calendar. You know, I'm kind of glad Z's taking a breather.
Now, a mist hangs over the termite battlefield. Ant corpses strew the ground, and spears jut from termites' bulbous bodies. Z steps timidly from a cave, cringing as he surveys the carnage. Trudging under a gray sky, he tilts his helmet back off his forehead. His large head droops on his narrow, slumped shoulders. As he passes slowly among the bodies, Barbados blinks and looks over.
Kid, over here.
His severed head lies bodiless.
Barbados.
Be honest, kid. Am I hurt bad?
Z kneels.
Not at all. You're looking terrific. You got, you know, swell color in your cheeks.
No. I can see it in your eyes. I'm a goner. Help me up, Z.
Z gently lifts his friend's head.
I can't feel my legs.
You gotta hang in there, buddy. You know, I know you're gonna make it. Just take deep breaths, because I'm gonna try and find your body. It's bound to be out there somewhere.
Z glances around. Fog drifts over scattered limbs and corpses.
Barbados. Hang on.
His eyes close briefly.
Barbados.
Don't make my mistake, kid. Don't follow orders your whole life. Think for yourself.
Tears pool in Z's eyes.
Barbados.
Z bows his head. From above, his bent form is small and still among the thousands littering the battlefield. Back at the colony, Cutter and Mandible confer.
We're on schedule. Work is completed on A section, sir. And we're clearing a path through D section now.
We need to push harder, Cutter. I want double shifts around the clock. We can't afford to let up. Is that clear?
Crystal, sir.
Good. What about section?
Excuse me, sir.
This had better be important.
Well, it's about the termite battle, sir. The enemy was destroyed, but I'm afraid it was a disaster for our troops as well.
Well, that's terrible. Terrible.
There is a bit of good news, sir. One soldier did make it back.
No kidding.
What did you say?
Word is spreading through the colony, sir, and the Queen has requested a meeting with the war hero.
Damn. Good. Damn good. I'll handle this.
In the hallway, Mandible holds a hand out to Z's guard.
Congratulations, soldier.
Z grins sheepishly.
Well, you're a little short for a war hero, aren't you?
A war hero? Sir, I don't actually think that I'm a hero.
Good. I don't like heroes.
But, sir, you don't understand.
They go to a balcony overlooking a sprawling crowd. Z's eyes widen. A banner reads, 1-0, we win.
I didn't do anything. I mean, it was all horrible. It was just a massacre. A massacre upon a massacre.
That's good, soldier. Now wave.
He lifts Z's arm. Surprised, Z waves again. Azteca's in the crowd.
There was nothing you could do, Weaver. You didn't know they were going to war.
I just feel horrible. Poor Z. I should have never let him go.
Wait a minute. That's no soldier. That's Z!
Z? The little guy made it!
Z switches waving arms and grins.
Let's go, soldier.
Z throws a final two-handed wave. Later, Z and the general enter a palatial hall where the queen sits on a throne.
As I was saying, son, you are an ant after my own heart. An ant that looks death in the face and laughs.
Well, actually, the truth is I generally just make belittling comments and snicker behind death's back.
General Mandible.
The general flashes a tight smile.
Keep your comments to yourself. Let me do the talking.
As they approach the queen, Z sees Bala and brightens. She yawns delicately.
May I present Her Majesty the Queen?
Charmed.
And the Royal Princess Bala.
Welcome home, soldier. We cannot begin to express our gratitude for your heroic efforts.
The private has asked me to convey his most humble appreciation for this.
Please, it was nothing really, just your average run-of-the-mill valor and extraordinary courageousness. You know, in the heat of battle, there's very little time to think. You know, one must attack.
Well, indeed.
He covers Z's mouth.
The battlefield is still fresh in his mind, so begging your pardon. But I think this is a perfect time to debrief the private.
Oh, please, General, not on a first date. On our first date.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, maybe, and then again, maybe not. And then again, youch.
That's it. You're the guy from the bar.
Bar? What bar?
I danced with this guy at the bar the other night. He was just a worker then.
What were you doing at a bar?
Precisely what I want to know.
No, this isn't about me. I mean, look at this worker. Look what he's done.
Oh, no, I think you're thinking of someone else. After all, I am a soldier.
Exactly. You were a worker, but now you're a war hero.
He's a worker.
A worker danced with my fiancée?
fiancé? Wait a minute. This is not how it looks. I can explain this. Hey, she was the one making all the moves.
Arrest him.
Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy.
Z hides behind Bala.
What are you doing?
Let go of my daughter. He's taking her hostage.
What?
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
He brandishes an hors d'oeuvre.
And the princess gets it.
Bala slaps him.
Let go of me.
Ow. Don't make me hurt her.
Bala shoves him against a wall. Z grabs her wrists. Together, they stumble into a trash chute. They plummet through a tunnel and rocket out into sunlight. Bouncing down a hill, they land in soft green waste.
What are you doing, you creep? Are you out of your puny little mind?
There they are, down there! Let's go! Move!
Soldier ants.
Oh, good. Here they come to rescue me and kill you.
Kill?
Hey, you guys!
Stop it! Stop it! What are you trying to do?
Help me, you little
twerp! Wait a minute. What do you want to do?
Bala punches him.
What are you waiting for? Hello? Guys?
Bala pauses on the sandy hillside. Overhead, a transparent disc moves slowly in front of the sun.
What is it?
The huge magnifying glass hovers above the soldiers.
It's beautiful.
Ridgeway, get out of there!
Refracted sunlight incinerates the soldier. The others shield their eyes. Another beam flares and heads for Bala. She turns and runs, straight past Z. He hurdles rocks and ducks twigs as he sprints past her. The light chases them, scorching everything in its path. At the edge of a cliff, Bala knocks Z off. They bounce off three ledges, then land on the ground in a heap. Quickly, they take cover under a plant. Shaded by translucent green leaves, they watch the glass hover. It moves away.
Don't worry. I'm okay.
You? You're okay? Hey, who cares about you? I almost died here.
Please calm down. You're not going to let a little near-death experience ruin your mood, are you?
Hey, this is not a mood, okay? You're not listening to me. Where am I?
A cliff rises behind a tangle of leaves and branches.
Look, what's your name? Just climb up that tree and find out where I am.
Look, the trick is not to panic. You know, he panics is lost. What am I saying? Me almost.
With all six legs, he clambers up a thistle. It bends under his weight and breaks.
Oh. Ow!
I've been kidnapped by the village idiot.
Who's the bigger idiot? The idiot or the idiot who gets kidnapped by the idiot?
What'd you do, talk those termites to death? I can't believe you tried to pass yourself off as a soldier. Why are you stalking me? Don't you realize that I'm out of your league?
You're the one who was cruising the worker bar looking for a little action, and you just happened to find it. The swarthy, earthy, sensual worker.
Please. I was slumming it. Don't you get it? I chose you because you were the most pathetic little bug in the joint.
You know, I was gonna let you become part of my most erotic fantasies, but now you can just forget that, write it off, you know? I guess what you prefer is old blood and guts. This guy's idea of a romantic night out is two seats at a public execution. Boy, you really chose the right husband.
For your information, the general and I are deeply, deeply engaged. You come right back down here this instant.
Z ascends a thorny stalk. Perched high up, he pushes aside a leaf. A tower rises in the distance.
The monolith.
He climbs down.
Absolutely wonderful. That's an appealing offer. But considering the options, you go back, okay? Because I'm going on to Insectopia.
Oh, come on. Insectopia? You're crazier than I thought.
Yeah? Well, I happen to have it on a very reliable source. or should I say a drunk raving source. But the point is, I'm convinced the place definitely exists.
Stop! I order you to stop, worker!
Hey, I got a name, okay? It's Z. And out here, you can't order me around.
All right, fine. No problem.
She walks in the opposite direction, hands on her hips. Her lavender eyes widen as the ground suddenly rises under her. She stands on the back of an enormous praying mantis. Its jaws gnash. Bala runs.
Worker, where are you? Z? Z? Wait for me!
No more excuses, General. I want my daughter back.
In the palace.
So frankly, I'm beginning to doubt your ability to handle this.
Believe me, Your Highness. We will spare no effort to bring her back. Princess Bala is essential to all our plans for the future.
Now, in the mega chamber.
So he kills himself 100 termites, gets a few medals, then bada bing, bada bip, bags himself the princess.
He looks dead in the eye
and says, bite me.
He said that to General Mandible?
Buddy.
A worker approaches Weaver.
Hey, buddy. You heard about the war hero? Named Z? Runs off with the princess, right? But when they send the guards after him, he just looks at him and boom, they burst into flames.
Z? Talking about Z? Hey, I know the guy. He's a friend of mine. I think your information is
you
just a
know
little...
Z?
Yeah, he's a worker. He used to dig around here.
A worker? That's impossible. A worker can't do anything except work.
Yeah, it's not like we got a choice.
We do have a choice.
As Tekka.
I mean, look at Z. He decided he wanted something and he went for it.
He's not alone. I used to be a soldier, and I switched places with him.
Wait a second. You're telling me I don't have to be here?
We got a choice?
On a ledge below.
The authorities don't want you to know about it, but we don't have to work on the tunnel anymore.
It's the workers who control the means of production.
Z don't dig, I don't dig.
People, what is this, an encounter group?
The foreman.
Let's get back to work.
Why?
The foreman gapes.
This guy Z, he's leading a revolution!
I'll get back to you.
Now, Z and Bala cross tire tracks deep as canyons as they approach the monolith, a water fountain.
Think about it, Z. Two ants. Whoever heard of two ants? 2 million ants, maybe. But two? Look, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and this whole desert thing, it just doesn't work for me.
Yada, yada,
I think
yada,
it's about time for you to take me back.
Take yourself back.
Excuse me. You kidnapped me, remember? That means you have certain responsibilities. You can't just abandon me here in the wilderness.
Yeah, well, it's better than being back at the colony.
You're not serious, are you?
Maybe you were living the high life, but personally, this beats digging. If you'd ever done a day's labor, you'd know what I was talking about.
They climb a dirt hill.
Labor? What do you know about labor? How would you feel if you were expected to give birth every 10 seconds for the rest of your life?
Gee.
Water!
Bala kneels at the edge of a lake and cups an air bubble.
All you think about is yourself.
Yeah? Well, nobody else ever thought about me. So as far as I'm
concerned...
Water
drips off the monolith and splashes them.
Help me, Bala!
Z struggles inside a water droplet.
Hold on, I'll get you out. Hold on.
She tries to puncture the drop with a twig. Next, she tries to shove the ball down a leaf, but the water engulfs her, too. With Z and Bala writhing inside, the water ball starts to roll. It reaches the end of the leaf and drops. Antennae dripping, Z and Bala lie in damp sand.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Now, maybe we can put this fantasy behind us and head back to the column. Oh, Z, what are you doing?
We've got to cross the lake.
Am I missing something here? Didn't we just get out of the water?
Z stands in a boat-shaped leaf.
Bala, look, what do you got to lose? I mean... Think about it. Do you really want to be Mrs. Raving Lunatic?
Bala glances at the ground.
There's a better place.
Z, please.
Just give me one chance. If we don't find Insectopia soon, I promise I'll take you back to the colony.
He holds a hand out to her. She looks away, then steps past him onto the boat. Using a long twig like a pole, Z pushes off. Across the lake, the golden sun sets behind blades of grass.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, me too.
Now, in the mega chamber, workers tear a sign. Rest once, work twice. The foreman watches an ant toss his pickaxe into a huge pile.
Come on. I know some ants who aren't going to make their quota.
Buzz off, pawn of the oppressor. We want Z.
On a stage, Cutter joins General Mandible.
Sorry, sir. I came as soon as I heard. I was debriefing the trackers.
And what's the report?
Well, this Z, sir, he's one slippery character. They lost Ballard's trail at the edge of the lake.
The lake.
In the crowd below, Weaver sways with Azteca.
Is Gifty a chance?
What's that soldier doing there?
It appears he's holding hands, sir, with a worker.
I don't like the way things are going, Cutter. I'm counting on you for results. Now, can I depend on you or not?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Let's wrap this up.
General Mandible looks down at the crowd and raises his arms.
I've heard a lot about this Z. I even had the pleasure of meeting him once. But where is he now? Can anyone point him out? I mean, if this Z cares so much about us, then why isn't he here? I'll tell you why. Because Z doesn't give a damn about us. That's why he kidnapped our princess. That's why he ran away. Z is no hero. We are the heroes. We are the ones ensuring the future of our great colony. And when we've completed this magnificent structure, we will reap the benefits. More food and less work for everyone. And as further reward for your heroic efforts, each and every one of you will get the day off. So you can be the guest of honor at the Megatunnel dedication ceremonies.
Weaver and Azteca gape as the foreman pumps a fist.
Mandible! Mandible!
Cutter's eyebrows raise as he looks between the crowd and the general, who stands rigidly with his hands behind his back.
Now bring me that soldier.
The general storms off. Morning. Bala sleeps on the ground with a rolled leaf for a pillow. Bathed in sunlight, she wakes and stretches. Her tiara lies on the ground, and the leaf boat turned on its side forms a partition. Rising, Bala peeks over it. Z sleeps on his belly, one arm under his cheek. Bala blinks, then slowly enters a lush green forest of grass stalks at the lake's edge. Pushing apart two stalks like curtains, she gapes.
Oh my God! Z, come here!
A thermos towers in front of her. Later, with Z, Bala hurries back. An enormous picnic spreads before them like a colorful city.
It's Insectopia!
They approach building-sized bottles of pickles and soda.
You are right. It really is here.
Bala touches Z's arm. Shyly, he takes her hand, and they run toward a high-rise of cellophane-wrapped sandwiches. They gaze up at layers of bread, meat, and cheese. Z cocks his head.
Huh?
All right, all right. You're a genius.
Let's eat.
He smashes into the clear cellophane, then tries to bite it.
Jeez.
Z gnashes his square teeth against the plastic.
Well? What's the problem?
There's some kind of force field.
Two wasps appear in the blue sky above them.
Excuse me. How do you get in?
One wasp swoops down.
Yes, well, I'm afraid this is a private function. Who are your friends, dear?
Crawling insects, oops, eh?
Oh, the poor dears. Good morning!
Huh? Darling, really? Greeting every insect that emerges out of the grass?
Pardon me! I guess you don't recognize me! I've been traveling, and I'm all schlumpy. I'm Princess Vala.
Oh, it's even worse. They're Eurotrash.
Darling, they're poor, they're dirty, they're smelly. We have to help them. If you'll just wait right here, we'll get you a little something.
No, please, Muffy, not another crusade.
Chippy, we have a social obligation to the less fortunate. I know you laugh at my hobbies, but this is important to me.
You have such a big heart. That's why you're my little cuddly whittles.
Oh, my big, strong pheromone factory.
As they nuzzle, Z and Bala wince.
Oh, brother. Suddenly I've lost my appetite. You know, I guess I had imagined Insectopia, I don't know, a little differently.
A fly swatter smashes down. Safe, Z and Bala embrace.
Oh, Muffy! No!
As Chip kneels by his mangled wife, a sneaker looms overhead.
Look out!
Chip zooms out as the foot stomps down.
Z, help me!
On the sneaker bottom, Bala is stuck in a wad of gum. Z grabs her hand as the foot pulls away. His grip breaks, then the sneaker plummets toward him.
Get me out of here!
Z tumbles across the blanket.
Bala!
The foot steps away out to the grass. As Z watches it land hard in the distance, he flinches.
No, this is not good.
Behind him, the other sneaker lifts, swooshing low over his head. Z grabs a swinging shoelace and hitches a ride. He climbs up the lace. As the foot hits the ground, Z is flung on top of the sneaker. Bala's shoe passes overhead. Z gapes as her shoe lands. His shoe takes off again in another step. Z clings to a lace. A rough landing sends him tumbling. For a moment, the 2 feet stand side by side. Z stands and sees the lace of Bala's shoe lying in the grass below. As it starts to lift away, he dives for it. He catches the end. Swinging toward the shoe bottom, Z lands next to Bala, face up in the gum.
Hi.
They plummet toward the grass. Face down, they blink.
Z?
Yes?
It looks like this is it. Just when I was starting to like you.
As the foot yanks upward, the sky swoops into view. A penny obstructs the sun, and Abe Lincoln's head tilts toward them.
Who the hell is that?
Scraping off the gum, a hand flicks the penny skyward. It sails toward a full garbage can and lands nearby. Now a soldier punches Weaver.
That's enough.
I ain't telling you nothing.
Soldier, the princess is vital to the future of this colony. She must be returned to take her proper place as queen.
We already have a queen.
As for your friend Z, why should I hurt him? He's not important. Now, soldier, we all know that one individual ant doesn't matter. Not you, not Cutter, not even her.
Azteca!
Don't tell that tight ass anything, Weaver!
Where is Z?
I don't know where he is!
That's too bad.
Mandible signals to the guards holding Azteca.
Wait! Insectopia! I know it sounds crazy, but that's where he'd be going.
Soldier, you think this is a game? Insectopia.
does not exist.
As a matter of fact, it does.
He glares at Cutter.
I'll brief you on the coordinates. You're going to bring the princess back. And as for Z, kill him.
But you said he didn't matter.
It's for the good of the colony. You made the right decision.
Weaver slumps.
Gentlemen, now you can see how dangerous individualism can be. It makes us vulnerable.
A guard yanks Azteca.
Let's go.
Weaver bows his head.
Take him back to the megatunnel. Put him on the front line. Dismissed.
Bruised, Weaver rises wearily, and two soldiers lead him away. Now, at the penny, Z unsticks himself, then Bala, from the gumwad.
Jeez, what was I thinking? I almost got you killed.
Z, you know, you really shouldn't be so hard on...
That's it. I'm taking you back to the colony.
Bala stares at two garbage cans.
Insectopia. You know, I must have been crazy.
Z?
But you know what? I can admit it when I'm wrong.
Z?
And this time, I gotta tell you, I was absolutely 100%...
He follows her gaze.
Correct. Have you ever seen anything more beautiful in your life?
It's insect...
Shh! Don't jinx it! Come on!
They run toward the garbage towers, past a yellow apple core and bright purple grapes. Emerald fruit flies take wing.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Z and Bala share a sparkling soda bubble.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
Z makes a snow angel on a powdered donut.
Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind.
Ladybugs scamper past them into an apple.
Bright, sunshiny day.
Bala and Z ride a roller coaster. It's a worm winding through the apple. They make faces and strike poses at a cellophane funhouse mirror.
Look all around.
Side by side, they float on a biscuit through a fish head tunnel.
Look straight ahead.
Later, on a cherry stem bridge, Z and Bala dangle their legs over rainbow-colored water. They look shyly at each other, then down at their swirling reflections. Bala rests her head on Z's shoulder.
Whoa, I can see clearly now.
Above their tiny forms, two winged bugs frolic in a rose-hued sky.
I can see all...
Now, a map shows the megatunnel progress.
All right, everybody. I want all teams in place, fully prepared, ready to seal the doors. Here.
In the tunnel, Weaver digs.
Now make certain the digging crew stays on schedule for breakthrough midway in the dedication ceremony. Now all we need is the princess.
As Weaver chips away in the tunnel, our view rises through dark earth into open air. The lake lies directly overhead. Landing on the shore, Cutter smells a handful of sand. He cocks an eyebrow and smiles, then flies out over the lake. Now, beneath a starry sky, bugs lounge around a glowing matchstick.
This stuff tastes like crap.
Really? Let me try some. Hey, it is crap. Not bad. Somebody needs to feed that fire.
Dude, I did it last time.
Well, I'm not gonna get it. It's not my job.
Well, what about the new guy? He hasn't contributed yet.
Z sits with Bala.
You know, he just died in my arms like that. I don't think he ever, once in his life, made his own choice.
I never knew it was like that. I mean, up in the palace. Well, I guess we just let the general make all the decisions.
Let me ask you something. What made you come to the bar that night?
I guess I was looking for a little trouble.
Well, trouble's my middle name. Actually, my middle name is Marion, but I don't want you to spread that around.
You're pretty strange. You do know that, don't you?
Well, strange is not exactly the word I would use, you know. I
like it. You're not like anyone else.
Actually, now that you mention it, there is a certain strangeness to me. I mean, it's a you know, a kind of a bizarre quality. Some have said freak, but it's you know, complimentary.
Slowly, their faces press close.
Hey, new guy. We need more wood.
Bala shrugs.
I'll be right back. Just hold that thought. Whatever it is you were thinking. Hey, you ever wonder why they call you guys pests?
What if, like, we're just these tiny little things, and we're just, like, part of this whole other huge universe that's, like, so big we don't even know it exists?
Man, that is so deep.
Perfect. Nothing like a little manual labor on the most romantic night of my life.
As Z moves a matchstick, Cutter lands near the bugs.
Hi. I was in the neighborhood and I thought I'd drop in.
Bala gapes.
This is, very bohemian.
Aloha, dude. Welcome to Inside.
Cutter slugs him.
Sorry for interrupting. You see, our princess has, gone missing, and we're just sick about it.
Bala tiptoes away.
She's about 8 tall, fairly easy on the eyes. Anybody seen her?
Bala freezes.
Don't worry, princess. You'll be back home soon.
Listen, Cutter, I'm not going back.
The thing is, princess, I got orders.
Orders? Can't you just once think for yourself?
Well, that was very impressive. Where's Z?
Z? He's
dead. Z's dead. You don't need to worry about him.
Z's dead? Well, he was an ant with ideas. Too bad for him. Princess, he kind of needs you.
As Z hauls wood, Cutter flies off with the princess.
Bala! Stop! Oh, no. God, what am I gonna do? All right, look. Let's be rational about this. You know, Bala and I, you know, she's a princess, and I'm a soil relocation engineer. So what, you know... On the other hand, I've gotta go back for her.
I'll give you a lift.
Chip the Wasp crashes out of a scotch bottle.
It's the least I can do. Besides, it's what my Watley Giddles would want.
Look, how about a cup of Joe? Okay.
Well, old boy.
I think I saw a puddle of coffee over there.
He yanks Z off the ground and puts him on his back. They tilt unsteadily in midair, then fly off. Now, guards lead Bala into Mandible's headquarters.
Ah, princess, you're just in time.
Take your hands off me. General, what exactly is going on here? I demand an explanation.
I'll explain everything afterwards. Is the southeast entrance secured?
Yes, sir.
Not afterwards. Now.
She sweeps aside the tunnel plans.
I don't like the way you think. And I don't like the way you run this colony. And I don't like you. The wedding is off. Things are going to change around here.
You're right, Princess. Things are going to change. Why don't we make her more comfortable? She'll be here for a while.
A guard holds her in a chair.
What do you think you're doing? My mother will have your head.
I doubt that. Oh, you've got a fighter spirit, Bala. And that's just what we need to start our new colony. We will rinse away all the filth from our gutters. We'll start anew, with you by my side as my queen.
You're crazy.
Mandible smiles.
I believe history will see things differently. All right, gentlemen, time to take your positions. Someday you'll thank me.
Bala clenches her fists and stands as the men leave. The doors bolt shut. Now, high over the lake, Chip carries Z.
Pull up!
They lurch toward an anthill.
There it is!
They crash land in the sand.
Oh. Well then, go get the woman you love, Z.
So long, Chip. And thanks.
As Z jogs into the wide anthill entrance, guards stop him.
You there! Where do you think you're going?
Me? Oh, no, I was just,
You're not supposed to be out here. All workers are to report to the tunnel opening ceremonies.
Oh, yes, of course, the tunnel opening ceremonies. I should get going then.
Around a corner, he finds more guards.
Hey!
I'm going to the tunnel. I'm going to tunnel opening ceremonies.
Get moving.
Better get going. I'm going to the tunnel opening ceremonies.
More guards block his way.
Excuse me, please. The tunnel opening ceremonies.
Hey, worker!
Opening the tunnel. They need me. I'm key man.
Where do you think you're going?
Tunnel opening ceremonies.
Now, Z peeks down a hall at a guarded door. Heading the other way to a tiny open window, Z bites his lip as he looks down, then steps out onto a thin ledge.
Gosh, this day just keeps getting better and better.
Pressing his back against the building, he gulps as he inches toward another window.
You're listening to me out there. I'm the princess! Damn it!
A chair crashes through the window. Bala leans out.
Hal, your manners haven't improved much.
Z!
Whoa!
She pulls him inside.
It's you. You came back for me.
Well, yeah, I came back for you. You know, I have strong feelings for you. Let's face it, you're beautiful. A little combative at times, but I think we can work on that.
You talk too much.
She kisses him.
Gee, I think I'm about to become this strong, silent type. Come on. The city's deserted. We better get out of here.
Z, we can't go. Mandible's insane. He keeps talking about washing away the filth and...
They study Mandible's maps.
And I think he's going to try to kill my mother.
Not just your mother. Everyone.
What's going on?
Look, here we are safe in the city. But they're going to seal everybody off in the mega tunnel. And here's the lake. You're right. We can't leave now. Come on, we gotta get down there.
Today is the realization of a dream. A dream of a proud colony. A pure colony. A colony reborn.
In the mega chamber, Mandible stands on a hill near the Queen.
Moments from now, this tunnel will open. The past will be washed away. And a new day will dawn!
A stirring speech, General. I only wish my daughter were here to appreciate it.
Your Majesty, I know how concerned you are about Bala. But my scouts are on her trail, and it's only a matter of time before they catch
General, her. I don't want to discuss it. Just find her.
Oh, I will, Your Highness. Goodbye.
Now, in a passageway, Z and Bala sneak closer. As two guards pass, they duck behind a rock. Mandible leads his troops out through a side tunnel. Cutter pauses, looking back.
Seal up the doors. Cutter, did you hear me?
Sir, I've been thinking. Do we need to go through with this? Look at what these workers have done. They got the right stuff. Isn't there any other way?
Cutter, you're a fine officer. You have discipline, courage, ability. But you seem to have a certain weakness for the lower orders that I find disturbing. Now, are you with me?
Sir, I apologize.
All right, then. Seal it up.
Yes, sir.
At Cutter's signal, soldiers pry loose a huge boulder. It crashes down over a tunnel entrance. Soldiers seal up more passageways. Now, Z and Bala race out to a high ledge overlooking the mega chamber.
Look out on this magnificent tunnel.
A boulder plunges toward them.
Jump!
It misses them.
It is a great solace to know that you, our workers... Mom! Wait!
Every worker in the colony is here. Hey, wait a minute. That guy owes me money.
This tremendous accomplishment is a testimony to the strength of our tireless workers.
Don't warn your mother. I gotta get to those diggers before they break through.
There's not enough time.
Hey, leave the pessimism to me, okay?
And now...
Z hurries along the top of the crowd, stepping from head to head.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
A few moments when our expert diggers break through to the surface.
Mom!
The sun will
Mom,
pour
stop.
Into this... Bala, where have you been? Are you all right?
I'm fine.
What happened?
Mother, we're in terrible danger.
As Z runs breathlessly through the megatunnel, water drips unnoticed from the ceiling. As Tekka watches as Weaver pauses in his digging, his bruised head bowed.
Put your backs into it, people!
Wait! Hold! Hey, stop digging!
Z? Is that you?
Weaver, stop!
Z, you're back!
He hugs him.
Z.
Weaver!
Oh.
Z! What's the matter?
Hold up, everyone! Stop! Stop digging!
On whose authority?
On your own authority. If you break through that wall, we're all gonna
drown.
This with
tunnel
Bala.
Is going to flood.
Then we've got to get everyone out of here.
In the tunnel.
Look, I got orders. And those orders say dig.
What if someone ordered you to jump off a bridge? You... Oh, brother, I'm asking the wrong guy here. Look, think for yourselves.
Give me that. I've had enough out of you.
The foreman axes the wall.
What's that noise?
Water spurts in.
Uh-oh.
Get out of here!
Run!
As they dash through the tunnel, a wave of water rolls after them.
Everyone, listen to me. We've all been deceived. We need to calmly head towards the exit.
Run for your lives! It's gonna flood!
No! Don't panic! Don't panic!
Every inch for itself!
Ants swarm away from the tunnel as water pours down toward the mega chamber.
All the exits are blocked!
We're trapped!
The water gathers strength as it rushes down the wall below the tunnel and floods the chamber. Panicked ants are swept away as they run for the hill. Water swells around the sandy hill, rising up a billboard which reads, "Nothing satisfies like work." Ants press together, stepping back from the lapping water. At the top of the hill, Bala stands in the crowd.
What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can't do.
Z watches some stranded ants form a chain to reach a ledge. He glances up at the ceiling.
Yes, there is.
Z stands on Weaver's shoulders.
Everyone, listen to me.
Who the heck are you?
He's Z.
Could it be?
Listen, we gotta help each other get out of here before we all drown.
How?
By making a ladder.
A ladder?
Hey, if we built this, we can do anything. Okay, let's move it.
I'm on it. All of you, gather around. You, start climbing.
An ant climbs onto Weaver's shoulders. Quickly, ants pull each other up and make a tower. In the rising water, the sign collapses.
Excuse me, Your Majesty.
As Tekka lifts the queen.
Z, I've got to help my mom.
Don't worry. I know almost exactly what I'm doing.
He embraces her tightly.
I'll see you at the top.
Outside, Mandible paces in front of soldiers.
Gentlemen, there comes a time in the evolution of a perfect colony when the strong are meant to rise above the weak. Now is that time. Below us right now, the weak elements of the colony are being washed away.
Below, the tall ant tower sways.
Oh my God, we're not gonna make it. We need more ants.
You two better get up there.
Weaver, you can't hold him alone.
Get going.
Hang in there, buddy.
As Tekka kisses Weaver, then follows Z up the ant tower, which almost reaches the ceiling. As the water rises to Weaver's chin, as Tekka reaches the top, Z climbs on her shoulders and touches the ceiling.
Got it!
Hurry up! Go! Go, go, go!
Water covers Weaver's mouth as Z digs.
Our princess is secured, and our glorious future is at hand. We can all stand proud. It is time for a new beginning.
Z's fist punches through the ground at Mandible's feet. The general steps back as the earth caves in. The tower sways under Z, who clings to the edge of the hole.
What the hell is that?
I think that's the weak element, sir.
Give me a hand.
Z, you? Let go!
Mandible grabs a spear.
It's for the good of the colony.
What are you saying? We are the colony.
Cutter socks Mandible.
Cutter! What are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago. This is for the good of the colony, sir.
He grabs Z's arm.
You useless, ungrateful maggot! I am the colony!
He lunges. As Z knocks Cutter out of the way, Mandible smashes into Z. They plunge over the edge. Mandible hits a ledge, and Z falls in the water.
Z!
Cutter looks down.
Man! Let's move it! Get these ants up here!
As Cutter flies into the hole, troops pull the ants to safety.
Thank goodness we made it.
Cutter dives under the water. Outside, Bala taps her mother's arm.
Wait here!
Deep underwater, Cutter swims toward the unconscious Z. Above ground, at the hole's edge, Azteca pulls Weaver to safety.
Thank you.
Ooh, Weaver.
Bala runs over.
Where's Z?
Cutter rockets out of the hole. Z hangs limp in his arms. The colonel gently lays Z on the ground.
Oh, no.
Back up, everybody. Back up. Give him some air. Back up.
Z.
Back up.
Oh, Z.
Kneeling, Bala listens for his breath, then gazes at him.
Please wake up.
She drops a single tear on his cheek. Azteca looks away, and Bala blows air into Z's mouth. Seeing Bala, he beckons her close. She smiles, and they kiss.
Ouch.
Azteca eyes Weaver.
You know, Weaver, you still owe me that dinner.
They kiss.
Baby doll.
We made it, see?
You the ant!
They high five.
We did it.
Other ants lift them up in celebration.
Fellas, please. This is very embarrassing for me. On the other hand, I probably could get used to this.
Our view pulls back, revealing Central Park.
There you have it. Your average boy meets girl, boy likes girl, boy changes underlying social order story. So what else can I tell you? We rebuilt the colony. It's even better than before, you know, because now it has a very large indoor swimming pool. Bala and I, incidentally, are thinking of starting a family. You know, just a few kids, maybe a million or two to begin with. And I'm working with a new therapist, you know, terrific, absolutely terrific. He's been putting me in touch with my inner maggot, which is helping me a great deal. And, you know, I finally feel like I found my place. And you know what? It's right back where I started. But the difference is, this time, I chose it.
The Manhattan skyline fades to black. This film has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Funding provided by Gordon and Laura Gund. Described by Kate Roosevelt. Read by Margot Stage. Major funding for DVS is provided by the United States Department of Education. For more information about DVS, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203 or write to our email address, dvs@wgbh.org. Credits roll. Directed by Eric Darnell and Tim Johnson. Produced by Brad Lewis, Aaron Warner, and Patty Wooten. Executive producers, Penny Finkelman-Cox, Sandra Rabbins, and Carl Rosendahl. Screenplay by Todd Alcott, Chris Weitz, and Paul Weitz. Music by Harry Gregson-Williams and John Powell. Production designer, John Bell. Art director, Kendall Cronkite. Edited by Stan Webb. Production managers, Patty Bonfilio, Jane Hartwell, and Denise Minter. Additional sequences directed by Lauren Scooterman. Creative consultants, Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio. Casting by Leslie Feldman. Cast, Woody Allen as Z, Dan Aykroyd as Chip, Anne Bancroft as Queen, Jane Curtin as Muffy, Danny Glover as Barbados, Gene Hackman as Mandible, Jennifer Lopez as Azteca, John Mahoney as Drunk Scout, Paul Mazursky as the psychologist, Grant Shoud as the foreman, Sylvester Stallone as Weaver, Sharon Stone as Bala, Christopher Walken as Cutter. Story consultant, Zach Penn, head of story, Randy Cartwright, story artists, Mike Kachula, Robert Koo, Chris Miller, Anthony F. Stachy, Conrad Vernon, and Catherine Yu. Additional story artists, James Fuji, Steve Hickner, Todd Kurosawa, Mike Mitchell, and Simon Wells. Production coordinators, Andre de Oliveira Araujo and Catherine Dingman. Visual development, character designer, Ramin Hui. Key conceptual artist, Mary Grandpre. Production illustrators, Guillaume Aretos, Cliff Boulet, and Shannon Jeffries. Conceptual artists, Peter Chan, H.B. Buck Lewis, and Eric Tiemens. Set designer, Don Weinger. Model maker, Facundo Rabaudi. Digital matte painting supervisor, Michael Coleri. Digital matte painters, Stephen Albert and Alan Sonneman. Additional digital matte painters, Thomas Esmeralda and Mark Sullivan. Matte painting TD, Keith Gorham. Production coordinator, Stacey Vandermeer. Production engineering, supervising technical director, George Bruder. Co-supervising technical director, Mitch Amino. Lead technical directors, Gregory A. Dismond and Eric Salaturo. Systems and network architect, Mark Kirk. TD Tools programmer, Kevin L. Curtin. Production coordinator, Michael Garner. Additional production supervision, Edward Granlund. Character technical direction, supervisor, Beth Hofer. Production supervisor, character TD and modeling, Hale Kobayashi. Facial animation system, Dick Walsh. Lead character TD, Luca Prosso. Character TDs, Bart Coughlin, Lucia Modesto, James Rowell, and Robert Vogt. Production coordinator, Patty Kaku. Modeling, supervisor, Conrad Dunton. Lead modelers, Jeff Hayes and Lee Lanier. Modelers, Brian Deans-Rowe, Ludmilla Gawkinskaya, and Nick Walker. Sculptors, Damon Bard and Cecile Picard. Additional modeler, Ken Whitaker. Mold and cast makers, Christopher Goa and Victoria Lewis. Layout, supervisor, Simon J. Smith. Production supervisor, Denise Nolan Cassino. Layout, James Buckhouse, Sylvan Doro, and Sean D. Pollock. Additional layout, Bert Ong and Peter Plavridis. Lead sequence technical directors, Todd Heapy and Marty Sixkiller. Sequence technical directors, Brian Danker, Irene Deary, Sue Gleedhill, Melissa Sang, and Bob Whitehill. Additional sequence technical directors, Steve R.J. Bell, John Braunruther, Steve Kirshner, and Jason Moline. Production coordinator, Heather Freeman. Animation, supervising animators, Rex Grignan and Ramin Hui. Production supervisor, Triva Von Clark. Directing animators, Dennis Couchon, Sean Curran, Donna Chada Daly. Animators, Edith Baji, Chung Nin Chan, Tim Chung, Webster Colcord, Raffaella Filipponi, David Gainey, Enrique Navarrete Gill, Colin Hennen, Anthony Hodgson, Tim Kean, Justin Cohn, Eric Lassard, Noel McGinn Jr., Fred Nilsson, David Rader, Jason A. Reisig, David Spivak, and Don Venhaus. Additional animation, Larry Bafia, Kenny Chung, Patricia A. Hanaway, David House, Ken Keyes, Boris Kosmel, Judy Krieger, Michelle R. Meeker, Rick Richards, Emmanuel Roth, and Vanessa Schwartz. Production coordinator, Jennifer Dahlman. Production assistant, Alexandra J. Bell. Lighting, supervisors and development leads, Jean M. Cunningham and Janet Rentel. Supervisor and technical lead, Craig Ring. Lighting supervisor, Paul Wang. Production supervisors, Lisa Atkinson and Michael Warsh. Associate production supervisor, Lucy T. Gorman. Leads, Michael Day, Susan Hayden, Sherry YSC, Stephanie Catrito Sautai, Anne-Marie Koenig, Jin Liu, Joe Paulrang, and Frederick Sautai. Lighters, Ken Ball, Philippe Dennis, Dado Feigenblatt, Chad Green, Thane Edward Hawkins III, Ed Laser, Barbara A. Myers, Stephanie Mulqueen, Ronmin Nguyen-Yang Ng, Thomas Pushpath Adam, Milton E. Rodriguez Rios, Pablo Vallée, Carlos A. Vidal, and Nathania Ann Vishnevsky. Additional lighters, David Blizzard, Chanda Cummings, Kurt Stewart, Alessandro Tento, Chris Trimble, and Alan Wolf. Senior Lighting TD, David Debris Grew. Lighting TD, Mark Edwards. Additional Lighting TD, Matt Athument and Kit Hodson. 3D Surfacing, Edward Darren, David Dope, and Bert T. Poole. 2D Pointer, Rachel Falk. Production Coordinators, Monty Kimball and Stacy Rentel. Visual Effects, Supervisor, Ken Bielenberg. Co-Supervisor, Philippe Gluckman. Associate Production Supervisor, John Jr. Robeck. Leads, Karen Schneider-Brodine, Juan J. Buhler, Jonathan Gibbs, Bill Senesheen, Scott Singer, and Apurva Shaw. Effects, Elaine DeHoe, Gregor Zduda, Randall Hammond, Matthew Heed, Scott B. Peterson, Erdem I. Talon, Martin Usiak, and Joshua Walkman. Additional effects, Rhett Collier, Christy Hewitt, Adam Valdez, Jonah Hall, and Christoph Rostek. Production coordinator, Jennifer Freeman. Rendering, Wranglers, Grazia Como Ojeda, Vladimir Konevsky, Mel Kanglion, Gerald McAleese III, and Michael C. Walling. Additional Wranglers, Betsy Brait, Alicia Bissinger, and Michael Machias. Editorial, Second Editor, Steve Bloom. Additional Editor, Curtis Freelick. First Assistant Editor, Devin Miller. Avid Assistants, Michelle Belfort and David Fent. Assistant Editors, Laura Lee David, Anne-Marie McCallion, and Ingrid Schultz. Temp Sound Supervisor, Jeffrey Stevens. Editorial Coordinator, Carol Norton. Film Room, Supervisor, Trip Hudson. Lead Camera Technician, John M. Hanashiro. Film Recordist, Bruce Parker and Alex Zafiris. Software Development, R&D Director, Ken Pierce. R&D Senior Staff, Sean Neely, Barry Fowler, and Drew Ulbrich. R&D Staff, Daniel Wexler, Lawrence Kesselute, Raoul C. Thacker, Nick Foster, Gillis DeZustra, Joanna Mason, and Summit Das. Production. Production Controller, Gary Wolobin. Assistant Production Coordinator, Steve Deutsch. Payroll Assistant, Terry McKinsey. Production Coordinator, Deanne Cohen. Casting Associate, Holly Justo Mosier. Assistant to the Directors, Gabrielle H. Villarubia. Assistant to Brad Lewis, Jeff Tyler. Assistant to Aaron Warner, Latifa Kwau. Assistant to Patty Wooten, Hannah Harriet Canu. Assistant to Carl Rosendahl, Katie Fischel-Intreria. Production Assistants, Paul Montero and Russell Peavy. Information Technology and Training. Director, IT Training, Jennifer Yu. Technical Writer, Nick Gervais. Additional Technical Writers, Nick Thomas and Wendy Vogt. Systems Programmers, Curtis Galloway, Mark Harris, and Denise Howard. Training Coordinators, Yumi Nishiyama and Jenny Posthumous. Systems Administration, Graham Breeze, Mike Chang, Michael Cutler, Margaret Myers, Mike Thompson, and Rob Toy. Production Assistant, John Christopher Cassisi. Supervising Sound Editors, Richard L. Anderson, MPSE, Elliot L. Koritz, MPSE. Sound Mixed by Steve Maslow and Greg Landeker. Post-Production, Post-Production Executive, Martin Cohen. Post-Production Supervisor, Erica Fraumann. Post-Production Coordinator, Sven M. Falgren. Supervising Dialogue Editor, Avram D. Gold, MPSE. Special Sound Effects, John Pospisil. Sound Editors, Julia Evershade, Eric Lindemann, and Marvin Wolowitz. Assistant Sound Editors, Ralph Stewart and Sonny Pettijohn. Sound Effects Wrangler, Steve Lee. Sound Transfer, Mark Coffey and Bruce Ballastier. Foley Artist, Dan O'Connell. Foley Mixer, John Cucci. Foley Recordist, Linda Liu. Re-recordist, Brian Picassi and Frank Fleming. L.A. Studios Recording Engineer, Carlos Sotolongo. Russian Hill Recording Engineer, Darren Rovin. Recording Assistant, Kyle Carbone. Howard Schwartz Recording Engineer, Steve Rosen. Recording Assistant, Fernando Ascani. Additional Voices, Jim Cummings, Jerry Sroka, and April Winchell. Loop Group Recording by Lee French's Custom Looping, Sandy Holt Loopies, and Barbara Harris Casting. Charles Bartlett, Jack Blessing, Thomas Brunel, William Calvert, Richard Cancino, Kate Carlin, June Christopher, David Coburn, Jennifer Crystal, Alex Daniels, James Dean, Peter Doyle, Murphy Dunn, Chad Einbinder, Jeff Fisher, Robin Florence, Rebecca Forstadt, Val France, Annalise Goldman, Brian Herskovitz, Bobby Jacoby, Nick Jameson, Laurie Johnson, Holly Kane, Damon Kroll, Marcia Kramer, Steve Kramer, Katie Lee, Anne Lockhart, Anna Mathias, Don Maxwell, David McCharron, Christy Miller, Jonathan Nichols, Julie Payne, Tony Pope, Michelle Ruff, Gary Schwartz, Steve Stolle, Arnold Turner, and Ruth Zaldwando. Color Times, Terry Claiborne. Negative Cutter, Gary Burritt. Titles and Opticals, Pacific Title, Mirage. Choreographer, Adam Shankman. Assistant Choreographer, Ann Fletcher. Music, Executive Music Producer, Hans Zimmer. Orchestrated by Bruce L. Fowler. Score recorded by Nick Wallage, London. Score mixed by Alan Meyerson. Music Production Services, Media Ventures, Los Angeles. Music Editor, Brian Richards. Supervising Music Editor, Adam Smalley. Music conducted by Gavin Greenaway. Music Coordinator, Tanya Duval, London. Copyist, Tony Stanton. London coordination, Maggie Rodford for Air Edel and Associates. Executives in charge of music, Marilotta E. Jacob and Todd Holm. Music assistants, Steve Jablonski and Jeff Zanelli. 3D character and environment digitalizing and modeling provided by Viewpoint Data Labs International, Incorporated. Producer, Stephen Sabisky. Head of production, Walter Newt. Project lead, Jason Turner. Modeling, Richard Agrin, Brian Allen, Matt Barlow, Ryan Bird, Jeff Bott, Emile DeGray, Wayne Hammer, Ben Jarvis, Artie Johnson, Steve Keel, Takeo Miyazawa, David Mui, Tony Morrill, Matthew Paulson, Kent Ringer, Brian Salisbury, and Kevin Scheidel. PDI Senior Management, VP Special Projects, Richard Chuang, Chief Financial Officer, John Batter, Director of Recruiting, Marilyn Friedman, Director of Marketing, Julie Haddon, Director of Human Resources, Regina D. Wright. Staff, Senior Recruiter, Patrick P.K. Kenny, Recruiter, Ilya Abramson, Recruiting Coordinator, Sonia M. Torrigo, Human Resources Supervisor, Ginger Barnwell, Payroll Benefits Assistant, Joanne Baumsteiger, Public Relations Manager, Judy Connor, Marketing Assistants, Shay Crabtree and Lori Junk, Accounting Manager, Susan DeSalvo, Staff Accountant, Vinotha Alexander, Accounting Assistant, Vicky Yee, Facilities Manager, Jan Schneider, Facilities Coordinator, Galen Kirby, Receptionist, Rachel Miller and David Wong, Operations Assistants, John Colt, Caesar Miles, and Della Washington, Facilities Maintenance, Nestor Aguinaldo, Film Recording Equipment, Management Graphics Incorporated, Processing by Monaco Labs. Computer systems provided by Silicon Graphics Creative Services. The producers and directors wish to express their gratitude to Nina Jacobson. Special thanks, Susan Amar, Bob Badami, Pat Crane, Wendy Krusen, John Dorst, Les Hunter, Michael Kahn, Phil Lezebnik, Larry Lessler, David Lippman, Melody Meisel, Jennifer Nash, Ignacio Navarrete, Martin Opus, Amy Rabbins, Rex Ray, Brian Williams, Karen Woods, and PDI Commercial and Feature Effects, CAFE. Songs. The producers and directors gratefully acknowledge the generosity of Yoko Ono, Give Peace a Chance, written by John Lennon. Guantanamera, written by Pete Seeger, Julian Orban, Jose Fernandez Diaz, and Jose Marti. Almost Like Being in Love, written by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. I Can See Clearly Now, written by Johnny Nash. Performed by Neil Finn. Produced by Gavin Greenaway, Danny Jacob, and Jay Rifkin. Neil Finn appears courtesy of The Work Group and Parlophone Records. High Hopes, written by Sammy Kahn and James Van Heusen. Performed by Doris Day. Courtesy of Columbia Records, by arrangement with Sony Music Licensing. Logos appear. Prints by Technicolor. Avid, produced and distributed by Eastman Film. Dolby Digital, DTS Digital Sound, Sony Dynamic Digital Sound, The Motion Pictures Association of America, number 36218. This picture made under the jurisdiction of IATSE. Copyright 1998 by DreamWorks LLC. All rights reserved. DreamWorks LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Another logo, PDI, distributed by DreamWorks Distribution, LLC. Another logo, DreamWorks, SKG.